College student, young voters want Trump to end OPT, H-1BB's abuses. By John Binder on May 27, 2020. Young likely voters are eager for President Trump to end the abuses of the H-1B visa and optional practical training, OPT, program, an American college student says. As Trump considers expanding his immigration executive order to potentially end the OPT program and halt the admission of H-1B foreign visa workers while more than 36 million Americans are unemployed, President of the SDSU College Republicans Oliver Krivorik told Fox News's Tucker Carlson that young likely voters are hungry for action. Krivorik's group, along with 29 college student organizations, sent a letter to Trump asking him to use his executive power to halt the visa programs. Krivorik said American graduates face significant disadvantages when entering the white-collar labor market because they are forced to compete against cheaper foreign graduates. It's essentially just giving a signal to the administration, letting them know that there is an appetite, especially among young likely voters, to take care of the egregious H-1B and OPT abuse that's displacing American graduates and professionals across the board, Krivorik said of the letter. Krivorik said he finds it unconscionable that the foreign worker visa programs have not yet been ended when so many Americans are jobless. American patriots going back to the 1990s, and even further on, have repeatedly sounded the alarm on the guest worker abuse that's displacing American workers, Krivorik said. So it's puzzling to see that almost 4 years into an administration that this is sort of an area where action has not been taken decisively. Krivorik said there is absolutely a conflict of interest on the part of American universities who benefit hugely from exorbitant tuition and fees paid by foreign students. What's best for the market, what's best for the GDP is not necessarily always what's best for the American worker or the American college graduate, Krivorik said. It seems like there's an incredible lack of incision on this issue. The OPT program ensures that corporations like Amazon, Google, Deloitte, and Intel can continue to hire thousands of OPT foreign workers over American STEM graduates every year at a 15% discount. The program helps shift billions of dollars from heartland communities to metropolises and blue states with wealthy residents. Similarly, there are about 650,000 H-1B visa workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to H-1B visa workers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.